Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. We are 14 days into January. It's a bit of a slog, isn't it, this month? What can you do other than stay with us, because we have such stuff for you today. Oh, content that will leave you contented. And that's the standard you can expect for the next 2 hours. Warm your hands on the WhatsApp 087 032 32 32, and the email as well. Tap out your thoughts, oliver@rte.ie. Now, some of the signs that the world is truly coming to an end. Donald Trump mulling military intervention in Iran. J.D. Vance inserting himself into the Greenland thing, where the Americans want to own it, even though they already have an army base there and access to all the NATO spying of the waters and the air. But it's not enough, because it's just want more land, increase the size of America. They have the ambitions of tiny children who just want it all. The price of a pint is going up again. Thank you, Diageo, for ruining all future seasons of House of Guinness. And the price of a postage stamp is also going up again. It'll soon be cheaper to just drive to someone's house 80 clicks away and shout happy birthday through the letterbox. Although I blame big card industry rather than the postal people for making those things expensive. You need a bit of a cheer around the place, don't you? And on that note, good morning to all the Karens out there. The nice Karens. You know who you are, Karen. Maligned because of the various online trends labelling women that are rude or obnoxious or disrespectful in public, the ones who give off that "I want to speak to your manager" vibe. They've been called Karens for years on the internet, which determines everything now in the world. And after years of online debate, Gen Z, apparently, the young ones, they've finally reached a verdict on what to call the male version of a Karen. And it's David. So that includes a lot of people out there. And that's the brand new male counterpart to Karen. It was selected, how did they come to this conclusion, after Trustpilot, which is a review website that basically reviews the trustworthy of other nature of other websites. They released a list of the names that left the highest numbers of one-star reviews, the biggest complainers since they launched in 2007, and David topped the chart among the male reviewers. And the people online very much kind of didn't like the David and offered their own alternatives, which included Darren. Because if you merge David and Karen together, oh, the Darren, such a Darren. Doesn't quite, what a David. Doesn't quite scan, does it? Richard, I thought was a good one. Richard, yeah, he's such a Richard, that person. And mostly they like it online because the short for Richard is Dick, basically. Steve is one. And Ray is included. But the Rays have suffered enough, let's face it. Who's a bit of a moaning Michael? I mean, how did that not just become a thing? That was the thing. That was not just the obvious one. Bit of a moaning Michal. Michal would suit it. I think we could make Michal a thing. God, that guy there. Whinging again. He's such a Michal. Now, back to other fun things, because we need distractions. Back to the Golden Globes. This concerns us here in Ireland because we thought Jesse Buckley was going to win everything all the way to the Oscars and that everyone had agreed on that and that we could all relax now for the next 2 months. But as the dust settles from the latest thing in the awards season, the BBC and critics around the world now say we are headed for head-to-head battles in the Oscars race. Lots of two-horse races. So they say get ready for Jesse Buckley versus Rose Byrne, and get ready for Timothée Chalamet versus Wagner Moura. We're rooting for Timothée because it's Tim O'Shea. Kerry people have also claimed him as well. Wagner Moura, you know, the guy from Narcos, was on Netflix. And one battle after another, the DiCaprio film is still the front runner for the best picture, but Hamnet is closing in, so head to head there as well. Rose Byrne is in a kind of sad film. More afters from the Golden Globes. By the way, we're still thinking Jesse Buckley's Home and Hose, okay? We're agreeing on that 100%, okay? No Karen and quiet Davids down there. It's going to be fine. More afters from the Golden Globes, as the host Nikki Glaser appeared on the Howard Stern show overnight, as she did this time last year, sharing the jokes that she cut from her opening monologue on Sunday. It went down very well. I played it for you here Monday morning. Some great gags, making fun of Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and how ancient he looks now, for CBS News, for culling bits of their 60 Minutes news programme to appease the White House. So here are the jokes that didn't make it, she says. I quite like them. They're at the expense of Julia Roberts, and you'll get the gist of it.
Julia Roberts is nominated for After after the hunt. I don't know what it's about, but I'm assuming the hunt was to find someone who's seen it. Jonathan Bailey is here. Jonathan is the first openly gay man to be named the sexiest man alive by People magazine. And at first I was like, do we really need to say openly? And then I looked at a list of past winners and I was like, oh yeah, we do.
That's good.
Brad Pitt is nominated for his role in F1 tonight. See, that's what I love about Hollywood. When a man turns 60, he gets to play a race car driver. Meanwhile, after 35, every role for a woman is tired mom who hates her life.
She should have used them. They were better than some of the ones she used. And that's literally describing the Rose Byrne character. And that's up against Jessie Buckley for all of the awards. She tested them with the audience, Nikki Glaser. She goes around to various clubs and she found every time she's cracking a joke about Julie Roberts, she was booed by the audience. So that's why she went soft with Honor on the Night. I didn't make fun of the film that she directed and that nobody watched after the hunt.